AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. Close to 90 people are dead, nearly 200 others hurt in a pair of bombings at a peace rally being held today in Ankara, Turkey. Explosions happened only minutes apart near the city's train station as people gathered for the rally organized by a trade union and other groups, including members of a Kurdish political party. The rally is aimed at call for an end to the violence between Kurdish rebels and Turkish police and soldiers. Despite the bombing, the Kurdish rebel group, the PKK, has declared a temporary unilateral ceasefire until after national elections in November. Organizers expect tens of thousands of people to rally in Washington today to mark the 20th anniversary of the Million Man March. AP's Nikki Mayo has details.
The original march on October 16, 1995, brought hundreds of thousands to Washington to pledge to improve their lives, their families, and their communities. Women, whites, and other minorities were not invited to the original march, but organizers say all are welcome to the Justice or Else gathering.
Nation of Islam leader Louis Farrakhan, who led the original rally, says he will deliver an uncompromising message calling on the government to respond to, quote, our legitimate grievances. The UAW leadership backs a proposed contract with Fiat Chrysler that would scrap the two-tier wage system in place since before the company was bailed out by the federal government. AP's Deanne Durbin has more.
Local leaders at local unions approved the contract, so now it will go to the UAW's 40,000 Fiat Chrysler members across the U.S., and they will be voting on it this coming week.
The proposed contract calls for step raises for so-called second-tier workers until they are at the same nearly $30 an hour rate as the older Fiat Chrysler workers by 2019. This is AP Radio News. After four dry days, rain is back in the forecast for South Carolina as the state tries to recover from devastating floods. National Weather Service meteorologist Mark Chouinard says some parts of the state could get more than 2 inches of rain over the weekend.
We have another area of low pressure that's moving across the southeast, and it is going to bring the threat of showers and thunderstorms back into portions of Georgia, South Carolina, and North Carolina.
Governor Nikki Haley says even with the rivers and streams receding, some people still are not being allowed to go back to their homes.
The water's going to go down, and in some cases, 3 to 4 feet in a day. But there's a lot of water. So it just depends on when we're safe enough.
And across the country, a Southern California heat wave is shattering records. Camarillo's 108 degrees yesterday made it the hottest day ever for that city. Long Beach, Burbank, Santa Ana, and Escondido also set triple-digit heat records. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.